Count Fadi Radio, all praises due to Allah. Thank you for your kind words.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a depopulation plot. You see, so if you give a vaccine in the middle of a pandemic, then that's how you produce the second wave. See, remember Bill Gates said and Melinda Gates said that the second wave is going to get your attention? And then in the middle of the second wave of death, when we say the second wave, we're talking about a wave of death. If in the middle of the second wave, then you say, oh, everybody needs a booster. Well, now you're going to produce another mutant virus that's going to produce the third wave of death. And each wave is going to kill a certain percentage of the population that's left.
You know, Doc, you said that they're actually giving marijuana away to people that are getting vaccinated. Is that something or what?
If you don't like marijuana, they'll give you a Krispy Kreme donut. They'll give you a lottery ticket. You know?
Lottery, yes.
I mean, this is just insane. But again, now, we say it's insane, but don't people play the lottery?
Yes, they do.
You know, don't they eat Krispy Kreme donuts?
Yes,
and don't they know that they should not do it? Or all of these things that they are using as enticements to take the vaccine, don't the people who accept the enticement, who eat the donut, who take the joint, who take the lottery ticket, don't they already know that they should not do those things, but yet they do it anyhow? So now, I don't know if I said it on Calfani Radio before, but see, this is the day of judgment.
That's the day of judgment
where everybody is using the judgment that they have. See, it's not some judge on a bench sitting on top of everybody pronouncing sentences. No, it's everybody pronouncing sentence on yourself because everything you do, every decision that you make sentences you to consequences. And so here's a person whose judgment says it's okay to reach for a donut in exchange for a vaccine. Well, now, if this is judgment day, it means it's the end of one system of rulership, but it's the beginning of another system that's better than this one. So now, if you intend to inhabit a better world, the hereafter, the believers are told to call it, heaven on earth, after this old world has passed away. Do you want a fool up there with you in the hereafter who is so dumb that he would exchange his birthright, his divine holy connection with Almighty God Allah, he would exchange it for a donut?
Wow.
See, there's a parable in the Bible where there were two brothers and one brother sold his birthright for a bowl of porridge. And so that's what we're looking at. Fools who are selling their divine connection to God, because that's what gets severed when you accept the mRNA technology. It severs your connection to God, because your direct connection to God within your body is your DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. The word deoxy means God. Ribo means master. So God is the master at the center of every cell in your body.
Go ahead.
So now if someone inserts an alien message into your DNA and changes it, well, then that's not deoxy. That might be Bill Gates' oxy. That might be George Soros' oxy. That's not deoxyribonucleic acid. That's not the original word of God that created you from a single being. See, that's what connects you to that single being at the beginning from which came many men and women, according to the teaching of the Holy Quran.
Yes, sir.
Well, now, if somebody can mess with that DNA that connects you to that original being, that single being at the beginning of life itself, well, now they have severed you from God. So the Bible makes it very clear that you shouldn't fear the one who can kill the body. alone, but fear the one who can kill the body and the soul.
Wow.
And so that's exactly what this is. This is a soul killer, not just a killer of the body. People worried about, oh, it's going to hurt my heart. It's going to hurt my brain. It's going to, yeah, it's going to do all of that. But worse than that, it's going to sever your connection with God. It's going to kill your soul. You see, so we are in a new game. We are in a new phase of things. And if we don't, like, do what you did this morning, think on our feet. All we have to do is make one mistake one time.
That's right.
So don't make it.
And nowadays, that one mistake can definitely be deadly.
Not just to your body.
Ooh.
But to your soul.
Teach.
To your soul connection to your creator. So now, is your job worth your connection to the creator? See, what is it in this world that is worth you losing your soul for? See, we're supposed to be talking about medicine, but we're talking about people's souls. Look where they put the nasal swab. Right up your nose into the ethmoid sinus. It almost looks like the king's chamber in the Great Pyramid of Giza, the angle that it goes up to. And right there, it goes to the cribriform plate, from which the olfactory nerves come down. That's your sense of smell. On the other side of the cribriform plate, in the upper chamber, if you will, you have the pituitary and the hypothalamus gland. And then above them, see, you got some kind of a trinity going there, the hypothalamus gland, the master gland of your autonomic nervous system, the pituitary gland, the master gland of your endocrine system. And then above them all, there's your pineal gland that, according to Descartes, was the seat of the soul, your spiritual connection that connects you to divine. And so they stick that nasal swab right up there and insert these fibers that migrate there filled with something called ethylene oxide, a known carcinogen, a known destroyer of nervous tissue. And that's what they put in the nasal swab.
Doc, Sister Belinda Reeves said something so very, very powerful. Sister Belinda Reeves said, this is a serious thing.
It's more serious than you know.